Easter is coming up this weekend, one of the biggest candy holidays of the entire year. I am still on the hunt for my giant chocolate eggs. That you can't find them as much as you used to, as quickly anymore.
You know what I'm seeing this year? A whole lot of bunnies that are stuffed with caramel, actually.
Oh.
It's been the first year that I've really been experiencing that. And I have two just for myself. They're stashed away.
Carly Childhouse is from Candy USA. You can find them online at candyusa.com. Carly, what's the deal with candy and Easter, and what is the hottest candy of the year?
Hi, happy spring, happy Easter season. Chocolate and candy remain a really exciting part of the Easter season. We actually asked Americans what kind of chocolate Easter egg is best. About 37% of people said that they really like those filled chocolates. I imagine that translates to bunnies as well.
Hmm.
And then just to round out those numbers for you, 38% like solid and 25% like the hollow ones.
Solid rabbits. You remember those? Did you get solid rabbits?
Yeah, I still do.
Yeah, but you have to like cut them.
Yeah, no, I don't. I gnaw on the ear as hard as I can, and I work my way down. And I leave it in the refrigerator, and I you know, hidden from the children, of course, so they can't, you know, get to my candy. And I just work through it all the way down the body.
With your teeth the entire time.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Carly, when it comes to eating a chocolate bunny, do you find that there's a right way and a wrong way of where you should start?
I'm so glad you asked that. I would say however you want to eat your chocolate bunny is the right way to do it, but Americans have some strong opinions about it. And 78% of Americans are just like you. They start with those ears first. So you're in very good company. 17% start with the feet, and just 5% start on that little bunny's tail.
Nobody starts on the face. All right. They want to feel like, you know, if the bunny has no ears, it can go on for a little while longer. They want to extend that good feeling. But let's be honest. Once you start ripping a piece off of something, it's not going to be happy either way.
Let's talk jelly beans. Are they over? I feel like jelly beans are over.
I think that the multi-flavors, actually. I mean, I think they're having a moment, personally, myself.
Jelly beans are not over. They're an important part of the Easter season for people. About 20% of people say that it's actually their favorite Easter treat. And of course, people have strong opinions about their jelly bean flavors as well. Strawberry, cherry, and grape are the top three jelly bean flavors.
Jelly bean roulette is a fun thing for me, but I'm always upset when I get like the pepperoni one or something, because it's crazy the amount of flavors they have now.
I was doing this, it was like a Harry Potter themed one where you don't know what you're going to get. So you don't know if it's going to be delicious or if it's going to be disgusting. Mm. So like same thing, a green one could be something fruity like a lime, or it could be grass.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Strange flavor.
Right. You have to swallow it. That's the rule. I don't know if my kids just told me that to trick me or what.
Again, people really love to look to chocolate and candy for ways to heighten their celebrations. And if people are looking for more resources on how to navigate the Easter season, they can visit alwaysatreat.com/Easter. And we've got plenty of fun facts as well as some tips for treating.
Carly Childhouse, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me. Happy Easter.
Every moment counts to squeeze out the best with your kids. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze, made from 100% fruit and no sugar added in a squeezable pouch. Squeeze out the best with Go-Go Squeeze.